This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates continue calling for Senate rejection of Obama nominee Nina Pollard to the D.C. Court of Appeals. In Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court found a privacy right in the Constitution that gave people a right to kill developing children in pregnancy. And pro-life advocates and constitutional experts have challenged the logic of that privacy discovery. Such advocates today are criticizing Cornelia Pollard's logic in adding constitutional equal protection provisions to reproductive rights or abortion. A law review by Professor Pollard promotes her idea to free women from conscription to maternity. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote this week on Pollard's nomination. Euthanasia advocates are suggesting that prison inmates with life terms should be allowed to have assisted suicide. While it is understandable that pro-capital punishment folks would focus on the economic efficiencies of killing people to save money, the surprise here, according to Wesley Smith, is that many anti-capital punishment people are making the euthanasia argument for life term inmates. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4-ME. 877-HOPE-4-ME. Over the weekend, thousands of pro-life advocates went to memorial sites across the country to remember victims of abortions. The memorial sites were most often cemeteries. Planning for next year's event begins in January. This has been Life News Radio.